This is terrible.
Welcome to the geriatric. I'm joking.
He's not, ladies and gentlemen. He's really not.
Look, man, you know, the knees, they just ain't what they used to. You know?
Not from the picture that we just posted.
Photoshop and AI. That's what that was. Photoshop and AI. Welcome to the Black Robin Podcast. We do seem to be in a new location. Whoever wants to talk next, please take over.
Oh, really? It seems like now, so you're sitting in the middle, so you're the host now. Look at that. You got the logo behind you and everything.
Yeah.
And no one can see my face. So, am I the host?
We will get an official camera on Derby shortly. Just you wait. But yes, we have a little studio we've kind of put together. We have been working on it for a while. We are very excited. And it is... Still a work in progress.
Hold on.
We'll get there. Still has access to all the buttons.
Wait.
Are you looking for the gunshot?
No. That's a...
She's forgotten which button is which.
We got a new studio, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Just wanted to put that out there. Studio, ladies and gentlemen, we got a new studio. I just wanted to applaud while he was talking. Go ahead, Bree.
So we will be recording here when we can. Again, work in progress. We're still working out the kinks.
If you see a lag, no, you don't.
Don't call it out. They might not notice.
If you do, that's anti-black.
We're close enough to Black History Month.
So thank you to everybody who were great supporters for us. Shout out to all our Patreons on our Patreon. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have anything here to set up. And
I haven't corrected you for this in years, but it's not Patreons, it's just patrons.
Patrons. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's patrons.
I'm sorry.
Thank you to all our patrons who supported us. And because of you, we're able to have this lavish, beautiful studio. This is a new thing for us. I'm happy. I'm excited.
I have to say the best part is being able to show off some of the posters we're always getting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hold on. I'm going to post this up. Thank you, Mr. Ian Sinclair. This is Brooke. Ladies and gentlemen, the American voice actor for Brooke, he actually signed his poster for us, and we are so grateful for that. And he and I post the video. He's like, oh, Black Robin Podcast.
Hey. Tune in to Black Robin Podcast, because Black Robin's delicious, baby. Yo!
So, this is coming along. I'm very excited, and I can't wait to start actually putting our merch out there, wearing all our stuff. You get to see us in our cool gear, our Black Robin gear. And I can't wait to have the camera zoomed on Derby smooth cocoa brown skin. We just gotta get him a camera, you know. And I'm excited. Are you excited, guys? Are you happy? This is coming really nice, yo. This is nice.
It's coming along great. Yeah.
But anyway, the main reason we are here today, we're kind of late, but we do want to talk about the Crunchyroll Awards. There's been a lot going on, but as of, I think, a week or two ago, you probably heard by now, the Crunchyroll Awards occurred. You haven't heard? No?
No, it's not that. Sorry. I'm looking at tech stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, keep going. You're good.
So, yes, the Crunchyroll Awards, everything had been nominated, the awards were announced, and there was a whole big kit and caboodle show, as well as some aftermath. As always, there's always a little bit of drama on the tail end. So, to start off with, I don't know, where should we start? Impressions of the winners or impressions of the award show as a whole?
Let's do the award show as a whole first, and then we can go to the winners. In the orange carpet, it was, first of all, you could tell Sony put in money for this project.
Actually, first of all, you couldn't tell shit because they had it at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
East Coast American time. So it did take place at Japanese time at probably, I think, 6 p.m., 7 p.m.? Is that the time difference?
Yeah.
I'm trying to calculate all these time differences. So it took place specifically at a Japanese standard time, because again, In America, you might be able to get some people at midnight. You can definitely get some at 9 p.m. Might even be able to get some people at 1 a.m. for an award show. But no one is showing up at 4 a.m. to look at this award show. And that would be across the U.S., 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 in the morning. So that, I think, covers the full East to West Coast for this type of time difference. Meaning this show wasn't really for us, which is surprising. Because a lot of times we're thinking that the early version of the Crunchyroll Awards was more of a Western award, and it wasn't a really serious, like, Japanese animation.
They're taking us more serious. I'm saying us. Not at all.
I mean, there's money now.
They're taking it more seriously now. They're taking it more seriously. You see, the Oscars had the nerve to have pizza in the bag. But you don't remember the Oscars had pizza in the bag?
What does that even mean?
That's my confusion. Was it like the DiGiorno's? Like, what's happening?
No, it was actually they were feeding people pizza in the bag.
I'm still confused.
All right, so the Oscars were going, like, they went viral for a little bit after they showed Oprah and everybody from the Color Purple cast in their tables with full, beautiful couture gowns eating pizza from a bag. They call it pizza in a bag.
I'm confused.
No, the reason I'm bringing this up, Crunchyroll did not give no pizza in the bag.
Wait, just pause again. Logistically, is it a slice of pizza
in a, like,
yeah, like a bag? shopping bag?
Did they have a
Is it pizza bites?
No, it's a slice of pizza in, like, one of those brown, one of those white bags, and it had the aluminum inside to keep it, like, warm.
I'm trying to. But why is it in a bag?
Why
they couldn't get a paper plate?
No, that's how they serve them.
The 99 cent store exists still. I mean, yeah, it's not 99 cents no more, but, you know, they could afford $2 to get, like, 100 plates.
Like the kind of bag you might find a patty in.
Like a beef patty?
Yeah.
No. It's a thicker bag.
So it's not like a brown paper lunch bag?
No. It's a bag that has some type of aluminum foil.
So it's like the Uber Eats bag?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what they were serving.
Wait, so they basically gave them a lunchbox with a slice of pizza inside.
It's not a lunchbox. It's actually a bag.
But it is a bag. The Uber Eats bag is basically a lunchbox.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
But, is it like the tote bag then?
It's but a
flat. With the aluminum lining inside? So it's,
it's
a tote bag with a pizza. But why is it...
I have no idea.
I'm still trying to understand why there's a slice of pizza in the bag.
I don't know, but you're fucking up my point. All I'm saying is,
leaves on the back with pizza in it, and there's no reason why. I'm lost. Make it make sense.
You're going to have to ask the Academy. Listen, so they went viral for having people who were dressed up in Armani, Versace, all these extravagant labels, to eat pizza in the bag when the Crunchyroll Awards had a beautiful ambiance, beautiful silverware. You saw the tables, you saw the plates. It was just, they went all out.
It was elegant. They had an orchestra.
Oh. Elegance.
They had, like, a full orchestra.
Elegance.
Elegance.
Yes. But they really put out money this year. And the amount of celebrities they had an announcer who was from RuPaul's Drag Race. They had a couple of cosplayers, influencers. They even had, who was it? A rapper from the UK, a black...
Stormzy?
Is it Stormzy?
I'm asking.
I'm not sure of his name, but...
It's the only UK rapper I know.
I don't think it was him.
I have to look up his name, but he was there to present. He was also there to speak in the red carpet. And there was a lot of influencers. They made sure they got influencers to come out. And if they didn't come out, they were able to record the nominees. Like, they had a pre-nominee show.
I'm not impressed with recording because that's what I always remember from the earlier shows where I know it didn't get that much attention focused on it. Because a lot of the people would just, you know, record something and toss it in. I'm not showing up for this nonsense. It was at a time mainly for Americans to watch in the past.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, the timing of the streaming. Their ideal audience was not waking up at 4 a.m. people. It was, you know, evening in, you know, maybe North American time zones. I can't remember exactly when. And a lot of the people, a lot of the presenters, a lot of people even getting awards, it's like, I'm not showing up. I'm just going to, if I happen to win, record a 10-second video saying, oh, thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate your support. And I'm dipping out. But now, people are showing up. People are dressing up. People are attending.
And you know who else will show up? Ladies and gentlemen, listen, Crunchyroll, Black Ramen will be available to show up. We don't care if it's 4 in the morning. We will get on that plane.
Happily, 4 in the morning in Tokyo?
What? Konnichiwa, bitch. I will be there. We will all be there dressed in orange just for you to match the carpet. I don't care. Derby don't wear suits. But for you...
I don't wear suits. I don't care how much you're paid. Actually, I do care how much you pay.
No, because you did say if somebody pays you enough, you will wear a suit.
I did. Okay. I was literally about to fix that statement.
There is one
I do
other
have
time.
A price for a
yes,
suit.
Yes, you will hold for a suit.
There is one other time he will wear a suit without being paid.
Yes.
That's if it's for a cosplay.
Yes. Okay, there it is. There it is. We will cosplay our asses to the Crunchyroll Awards. And it just left, it was just so nice because one of the announcers said that, yo, remember when this wasn't so cool? And now look at us, we are in the orange carpet presenting anime. And I was like, yeah, we came a long way. We came a long way. This was a perfect opportunity to just shade on your bullies.
Yeah, bitch.
It was a real international crowd too. Celebrities, influencers were showing up from around the world, multiple nations, multiple countries. I thought that was so interesting to see.
It was great. We are going to bring up Megan Thee Stallion, but later.
Oh yeah, we haven't seen the queen.
we saw the queen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bree.
She won't do it again.
Oh
god, y'all missed it. They put a lot of production value into this because the seating was beautiful. They had this great orange carpet.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-show was a little weird because a lot of the awards they did as part of this like pre-show,
I hated
was as
it.
Long as the show itself.
Opening little, sequence should have been in the main show.
No, it felt a little like the Game Awards.
Yes.
And the Game Awards always do that thing where they just run through a few things and it's like, why? But I'm here to see that and see them get their shine and give a speech.
Right. Why would you skim through that? Like, that was terrible.
This is
opening sequence, ending sequence. You know, when it comes to music, they're supposed to be in the main event. You know what I came to see. You know what I came to listen to. You know what's on my repeat from Spotify. Stop playing with me, Crunchyroll. And Sony, for you to be Sony, for you to have all the rights, because y'all have all the rights, because the way we get flagged when she be playing.
It always is like, yo, Sony said... You can't play this song.
You don't own this. You don't own. No, no, no.
Sure.
No. I know Black. No. So, let me stop. But anyway, you have all the rights to all the music, half of the music, more than half of the music in the world. You would think you would put this as one of the main events, but it hasn't. But it wasn't.
Like some deserve to get shafted. For example, the Must Protect character. Yeah, that is one that's super minor.
She doesn't get her character to win.
We're not worried about that. But it is a minor enough award that's practically more like a fun fan thing than an actual award category.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense to put that in maybe a pre-show. Best girl, best boy, best protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe best protagonist. I'd have to see. Best antagonist, best supporting. I kind of see them like logically being put in this pre-show, but things like best opening, best ending, things and songs that were made for these anime, that is something that should have been part of the main show more.
I'm so sorry, I'm getting teary because I'm just getting emotional because I'm looking at us and yo, we the studio, so I appreciate y'all so much. I'm sorry. Okay.
Aww.
This is
what did you do, Patty?
This is so fire.
We are getting there.
We are, and it looks so beautiful. I love it. I wish they would have, you know what I want to see more? Like on the tables, if we saw little cards that said MAPPA, this is the MAPPA table, this is your affordable table. Like the studios actually coming to see, actually being seated, which I think studios, not all studios, but maybe not the full staff, maybe the 18, the 18.
Well, obviously it's not going to be the full staff.
Not they're
finally
staff.
Napping.
But the directors, they finally.
Yeah, right? Like
nobody naps. Herbs. Nobody.
Well, then you know why they can't be at the show.
This show is growing, but it's not that big. It's not big enough that Sony decided to rent out the entire place for an extra hour or two to do these early, smaller awards. Mm. It's not big enough that the entire teams are allowed to join.
But if they do,
it was an impressive crowd, but still relatively limited. Like when the camera would pan over the crowd, They had a good amount of tables, but it wasn't like, say,
it was huge.
You know, every animator on this project
got it was to bigger than part last of year. The audience. It was bigger
definitely
than last
bigger,
year.
But it's not quite at Oscars level yet or something. When they have like all night and hundreds or thousands.
We got BET award status. This is Source BET award status. This is BET award status. No? No?
I can see it. What? I can see it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad he's grown. Not there yet.
Yeah.
So now let's get into the winners.
Okay.
And what we think. And I mean, we're not surprised. I can't say I'm particularly excited about this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I am one of the people who like, oh my God, it's too popular. I hate on it. I try not to. I try to limit myself. But I did roll my eyes a few times. Out of all the times we saw Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Demon Slayer called up, deservedly, let me say that. Like, don't come at me in the comments.
Oh, yeah, nah.
They fully deserved everything they got nominated for and won. They are incredible shows, incredible teams, incredible studios. But I bet you the folks sitting in that audience were getting bored every time. I was like, okay, I swear, we saw this clip of Denji and Chainsaw Man before. The people who were putting together the shows were practically running out of clips because every single award nomination that made it to the main show got a clip, so we know, yes, this was nominated. Okay. Nominated again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen again. It's like, we've seen the clips. We now know the show. So it was a lot of the same names returning for category after category after category.
But deservedly, you know why, though.
They fully deserve to be nominated.
You know why, though.
Incredible.
It has the most money, biggest studios, most well-established IP.
Not even that. And we discuss this all the time. Is the anime from start to, like, I'm trying to get my words together. You know how is we usually Crunchyroll will have it for that year, but no, it's not like that anymore. So what did they do?
Oh, you mean the time shift?
The time shift,
where fall season is not included. So as a reminder, this Crunchyroll Anime Award is the technically award year 2024, but it covers the 2023 anime, not including the fall season. So it's fall 2022 through summer 2023.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the problems. That's one of the issues.
I think it's one of the problems, but I think one of the other problems is simply just the new format of how shows work.
Mm-hmm.
So every show is happening in cores now, so which is a good thing because they're not catching up to their source material.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to awards, you're seeing a lot of the same shows that were there last year. Mm-hmm. Well, now their second part is here. So technically it's a new thing. So now they're getting their shine again. So even though like that show came out last year, well, this is the second part. So now you got added in again, which is why AOT is just on every single year.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, well, part one, then part two.
And part 78.
Part three will probably be on next year.
Right.
Because I think, when did that drop? Like, fall? No.
Was it the fall?
I don't remember when it dropped.
No, it dropped winter.
Let me ask you guys. I'm still deciding on my own answer to this. Do you think it would be fair to put some kind of, not official restriction, but like a soft discouragement in place to nominate repeated series or series that had already won that award? So, for example, if you won Anime of the Year last year, you might be eligible, like, but a soft discouragement that would prevent it from winning again.
Nah,
it does
like
feel
it.
A little shady, right?
I don't like it.
No, because if you deserve it, you deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. It's like, it's like, think of like a sports team MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if every year this person is the person who put up the most points, who did the most team plays, like, that's who gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. No. Oh, well, you won last year, so we're going to give it to somebody who did like half the thing. No.
Mm-hmm.
I did the best again. I get it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Like, imagine, like, it worked like that for, like, a championship team. It's like, hey.
I'm not showing up this year. I won already.
You got to put, what? No.
No, I do agree.
I want my studios to LeBron James.
Exactly.
LeBron James every year.
Yeah, every year. If I can crush it every year, that's on you to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we have one of the awards where we're like, yeah, that's their award.
Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
Okay. I will say, because again, that's why I'm on the fence about, because on one hand, I do fully agree. The person who deserves it, or the show that deserves it, period. But at the same time, what can we do to avoid lesser known shows that don't have these hit studios, that aren't from like these major Shonen Jump titles? What can we do to avoid them crowding out so many other shows that at least deserve recognition?
You don't hate me for this. Do better. That's it. No. Go ahead, Darius. I'm just kidding.
So there's do better, sure. Yeah. But there's also, I think Crunchyroll and various other places have, like, hey, here's the best new show. Mm-hmm. Like, they have that category. And that's
that
good.
That's true.
Best
yeah.
original show. So it's like, hey, this is technically a separate thing. So if it's not a manga original or a light novel original thing, then this is going to be separate and it's going to give you a bit more time, a bit more room to shine.
I do love this
category.
If you didn't
have
a
following.
I think I also want an honorable mention category, a category that there's no real winner, but give me at least 10 series that are not even nominated for any other of these categories. They did not make any nomination, because if there's 6 nominees per category, this was the number 7. Mm-hmm. So I want a list of like 10 honorable mentions that, yeah, they weren't in these, but these are shows that some kind of panel, some kind of group, some kind of vote has recognized as shows deserving of attention.
It makes sense, but they're not going to do that. I'm going to tell you why. Crunchyroll is going to promote this first and foremost.
Facts.
So if you see a Netflix series in there, yeah, you might catch one or two. But you're not going to catch what Disney has stolen. You're not going to catch what...
Summertime Rendering did
you're not
appear
see?
On anything.
You're not.
Oh,
because
they're
main
objective.
So Blue Orchestra also basically disappeared into the ether.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it was good because I haven't finished it yet.
I don't even technically know when it would have been officially come out for season because it was locked up for so long. Similar
right.
to Summertime Rendering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what season that was or whether it should have appeared in this award.
Did it appear
in the awards season last year?
Nope. It did not.
No?
So
something like that. It is a disgrace that did not... I'm not blaming anyone, but that it did not appear
you know
in any award season when
it
is that good, when it is that visually stunning, when it's that amazing of a storyline. A complete 24-episode clean series.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that. Because I feel like Crunchyroll is going to sit there and support what they have, what they're pushing.
Is that true? Has everything in this award
not everything.
Does this
no.
only do Crunchyroll
no.
anime?
No, because Oshinoko was
High Dive. You're
pushed
right.
a lot.
So, but then again, it's Oshinoko. How could you deny Oshinoko?
I mean, yeah.
Right, well, if Sony really is trying to get this into more of a respected award show, I don't think they're going to slight their competitors because that's too obvious. So
no,
I do
would.
Think they could.
They would. They would.
Yeah, there's no reason they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They
okay, would. That's true. That's true.
But yeah, I wish... you know what? That's a good idea. I wish they would implement that, but if not...
That's the honorable awards?
Yeah, but...
I don't.
If you don't see that, why not?
It feels like we're entering a participation trophy kind of situation.
But
I kind of agree
shows
with
that
your
are
do
legitimately
better situation.
Because right now what you're saying is the only shows that are legitimately great and worth watching are the ones that made this list. And
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Especially
at all,
because a few shows took several nominations across several categories. They're actively crowding out other shows.
I get what you mean, but part of the dilemma is I've never looked at award shows as just giving off the best shows. It's just, here's the show that won in this category. Might not even be that good a show,
mm-hmm.
but it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. But
and
I want
it wins this category. That doesn't mean it's a great show to watch.
I want it to not just look amazing, and I want these kind of award shows, ideally, when I watch them, I want to, one, give appreciation to
mm-hmm.
shows that were extremely well done,
mm-hmm.
and two, like, maybe even bring me on to something that, okay, you think that's that good? I hadn't considered it, but maybe I will. So as a viewer of these award shows, what is the point of me watching if a lot of great shows have been crowded out because of the advantage of, like I said, a big IP will win and a major studio will win?
I think Brie wants a lot for her $5.99. You're asking for too much. But another solution to that problem, if you feel like some of these nominees are not addressing certain shows that should deserve some of the limelight. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely tune in to Black Ramen. We'll give you the titles and the shows that you need to pay attention to and watch. We are not biased because none of these shows are paying us any money. But if they do, you're going to start to notice it. We might even have a logo there. Don't listen to us. But!
Until that moment happens, you can
trust us.
Yeah. The check ain't big enough yet, bitch. We still here.
Hey, I mean, you know, check out our trivia book. We technically talk about, over 200 shows?
Well,
oh, yeah.
And we recommend basically like 90% of those, if not 100%.
Yeah.
I'd say definitely not 100%. There's a few shows on there that aren't good shows, but we watched them.
Yeah, we did.
For the sake of you.
But yeah, I'll stick to 90%. 90% of the shows on that list in the back of the book.
Like I said, there are going to be a lot of shows that's not going to be mentioned. Great shows that people haven't noticed, that haven't taken a look at, just because of where they fall at, where they're at, as far as like networks, where you can stream them at. And it's discouraging. But like I said, again, I may come in and say an honorable plug, but it's true. If you tune into the show,
That's the only way. To find people you trust in the podcast or blogging realm, mm-hmm. whose taste you that align with yours, mm-hmm. and who do spend all their lives like us just binging a crap ton of shows every season. We're watching them all, so you don't have to.
Oh, that's
what I want to go.
But now we've gone on about the winners without actually mentioning any. So let's go through a few of the categories that have won, starting with obviously anime of the year.
Can we leave that for last? Because then I want to go right into Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, starting with obviously the One Piece Award. Oops, I mean the best continuing series.
Oh my and God. That's one where. That's what we were talking about, where it's like, yo, you could do
was that
better.
A day?
Like, yo,
was that a day?
Yeah. If you guys have
do
any
better.
Do better.
Like, yo, this is what we were saying. Do better.
This is you.
And then you could take One Piece out.
No, if you have any doubt,
you're not getting
it. I'm a hypocrite who's full of shit. Just wait for me to get to this award specifically. Right. Who's like, I don't know. If you won so many times, if you're a big IP with a high budget, maybe you should be discouraged. Continuing award goes to One Piece. Oda, it deserves it. It's amazing. Hit that applause.
One button again.
Sorry. That's my joy when I say that. My pride as a One Piece fan. I am so full of shit because the moment it's someone I like winning, woo! So always take me with a grain of salt. I'm biased as hell. I look at Chainsaw Man.
So much salt.
Because
a grain, maybe a fucking tablespoon, maybe.
I like two or three.
The way your cholesterol will shoot up after listening to Derby. After listening to Derby. Like, damn, this ramen got a lot of salt in it. So, did you miss the Brie today? That's
it's too scary for me. So I'm not a big fan of that. By all those winning, if you replace One Piece with any or all of them in the award, I would just be celebrating popping champagne more. So never forget, I say this openly, I am full of shit, but I still do my best.
She said, I am full of shit, but I do my best.
So yes, the Best Continued Anime Series Award did go to One Piece. I am thrilled. I am a hypocrite. I acknowledge that.
Got next.
We also wanted to mention new series and original series, which I think are amazing categories, because that does go a little bit towards fixing the barrier some shows will have to entry. Because again, if you're long running, you know, it's like Attack on Titan will always win what Attack on Titan is eligible for.
Can we be real? Real quick, can we be real? None of these motherfuckers have can touch Freerun.
Hold on.
I know it's false. But if it was eligible, all these motherfuckers would be sweating in their seats right then. They wouldn't even show up to the show. They'd be like, oh, no. That's the white elf chick? Nah. Yeah, nah. We said this one out.
So, Freerun? Nah, we can't do that.
Freerun is going to crush next year. It has to.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, I always say this. The year just began. We have fall and we have winter.
I don't think it matters. I don't know if it matters.
It's so good right now. It's so good.
I also don't think that, but I always got to leave a little room.
Yeah.
You remember when Odd Taxi came out and that was our show for the year? I don't think it won anything in Crunchyroll Awards, but like, yo, that was the show. Right? That show came out of nowhere. We all saw it with like, sure. Really, guys? Either way, as always, Black Ramen highly recommends you watch Odd Taxi. Because it's fucking good.
Okay, so for the winner, this is one I'm a little disappointed by, because, it obviously would be Chainsaw Man. And again, Chainsaw Man deserves it. When I complain, never think I'm saying it doesn't deserve it. It's just that in my heart, I had a bias towards some others, like Oshinoko or Zom 100 would have made me more excited, just because it's not another Shonen Jump title.
Mm-hmm. Oshinoko was a very close winner. Very close contender. Beautiful art, beautiful story.
Pause for a second. I think Zom 100 is Shonen Jump, so I'll have to take that back. Yeah. It's not as scary as...
It's not.
Chainsaw Man.
I give Zom 100 a little bit of credit due to the fact that it ventured out into Zom 100 is shade 101. If quit my job and not get my final check because I'm going to crush y'all niggas in my new job, it was a person, is Zom 100. Because the way they put the shade in insulting their last studio, not only that, putting the logo of their last studio in this with just changing it just a smidge so they still can't get sued.
Make sure.
Beautiful. Beautiful. If shade was a person, it's Zom 100. I swear to you.
That's but, background petty.
Yeah, yeah, so yes. But yeah, I think that. Oshinoko Hell's Paradise, I feel like, yeah, the OP's fire.
Concentrate, people. Sorry, concentrate. Right.
Good. How dare they put best OP in the pre-show?
Oh my God. True. Hell's Paradise is good. Heavenly Delusion, I don't think it got enough love, I mean, because of where it was. Yeah, it died in Hulu. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Both I would push back on that.
Why?
I think if you're a deep anime fan, you're going to Crunchyroll, but if you're just a generic, one of the more people who are just starting in the shallow end, they might see more Hulu shows than they see Crunchyroll shows, because they might not have Crunchyroll. Well, they might have generic streaming packages, which include Netflix.
I can't agree with you on that, because a lot of influencers that were presenting at the Crunchyroll Awards, they were like your, how you call it? They weren't
casuals?
They were casuals.
No.
They were a lot of casuals. Yeah, they were.
That's not a claim I'm willing to make, because I don't know them personally.
Yeah. No. The reason I'm able to make that claim is because they asked them, what was your anime? What anime would you recommend? A lot of them said, well, I just stepped into watching anime.
Gotcha.
Or, it's not a guess.
Okay.
This is a lot of them came out and said, yeah. So, I think maybe two, maybe three announcers came and said that. Like, oh, you know, I'm glad to be here. I was like, bitch, that could have been my ticket. I'm not hating. I was crying a little bit inside.
Yeah, you get the feeling the host were the people who made comments saying, like, yeah, we came out of the trenches from when anime wasn't cool, and look at us now.
Yeah.
While the guests were, oh, I just started watching. I started this.
Yeah,
the guests influenced. So I do get that vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of a experience gap of sorts between the people who were doing the hosting, because, again, they were the ones you could tell the hosts have been in deep for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And we're glad to see these guests come. We're glad to see these popular influencers get into it, because anime is amazing.
I love it.
We love to spread it.
And that's another... We're going to leave that for later. I want you to remember what you just said.
But
yeah.
Yeah, so that was what? That was best new anime? I think I might value the best new category and best original category more than I do the anime of the year, because it does go a little more towards what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what are the ones that really impressed us this year beyond just the reputation they may have come with? It's not yet.
I don't care.
But as for best original anime, I am very, very happy about this one, because, again, mainly the one I liked with... It was Buddy Daddies. That's all.
Yeah.
Buddy Daddies won best original anime. I am very happy. It is very cute. I know people love to compare it to Spy Family, so it's definitely, if you like Spy Family, you'll probably like Buddy Daddies. If you like Buddy Daddies, there's a good chance you'll like Spy Family type of
I was not amused. I wanted Akiba Maid War.
You just like the boss. This bitch got butt-ass naked. I just want to apologize. Why are you naked? It just felt right.
Yeah.
Remember what she was like?
Show overall was great.
It's hilarious. People dying and you're laughing. This is hilarious.
It's so funny.
So best animation. We have to go there.
The Ufotable Award?
Shots fired, because Derby does not care. Derby, what?
Yeah, just like that. Best continuing series is the One Piece Award.
Mm-hmm.
Best animation is the Ufotable Demon Slayer Award. This is not in question.
I did not go to jail for not to win this.
People are getting bent over so that they can win this. Like, what are you talking about?
One thing I am interested within this category was that Trigun Stampede was nominated. So as a 3D type animation, not 3D anime, but more CG animated series, I am interested, because has that happened before? One like with this type of animation making it into the best animation category?
I feel like you a hater, because you hate, no, you don't like CGI. Me, I like CGI.
I watched Trigun Stampede and it looked great, is what I'm saying. This is one of the first one I saw. I'm like, yeah. this looks good. It does not hurt my eyes. It's actually smooth. It's great. I liked it visually. I didn't like how it did the storyline.
You know, smooth. Yeah, it was good. The whiskey. It was nice, warm, and smooth. You know, you take a little shot of that. The character design was unbelievable. It was great. It stayed true to Vash. Also, I love that it made it more a little futuristic, too. With the art style was perfect.
You're an old fan of Trigun.
Yes, I am. I love the fact that the CGI just. I don't like my CGI fighting with the animation. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's just...
So, if you have not watched Kamikatsu yet, please, for the love of God.
No.
Another shot.
If you have been watching anime for a while and you're a little jaded, then you can try Kamikatsu. If you are just starting out watching anime, I beg you to not watch that Kamikaze. It is not for you. No. You're not ready. Mm-mm. It just is going to hurt your eyes, and you will judge us all harshly.
I will listen to us again.
You know, there is CGI so bad, you think they did it on purpose, and overall the entire show is so bad, it kind of starts to whip back around into good, question mark?
No, the reason it's kind of good is that the premise actually... is one of those. It's one of the new shows where it's a subversion of the isekai genre.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh yeah, it's this, but we do actually have our own little clever twist that comes up around like episode 7 or 8.
Because you ran out of money, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the art. I'm talking about like the story.
Oh, yes. At this point, you're only watching it as a hate watch because it's amusing to see how bad it is. But then you realize. Wait a second. Why is my hate watch actually getting some quality and interesting twists?
Like, there's some story and some characters where it's like, oh my god, they're actually well written.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? No. I'm supposed to hate this show that showed me a real life tractor and Adobe Photoshop the face of the anime character on the real life farmer tractor.
Let's go. What did he say?
It doesn't matter what he said.
Like he said, let's go.
It doesn't matter what he said. It was stupid. It was stupid looking. But around like episode 7 or 8, the story comes through and it's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. If you had better art, I could highly recommend this isekai. Mm-hmm. But I can't because chill exists.
I am, on the other hand, I'm saying this is so bad, I highly recommend this isekai. Because chill exists. But that's also, sorry, this was best animation. Yes. Trigun Stampede actually does have
good. And it is not Kamikatsu, I swear. It's not.
Trigun Stampede actually does have good CGI animation, and I
think so too.
I wouldn't be mad if I saw more anime. I don't want to, because I am a big lover of 2D animation, and love that the anime industry as a whole has still largely stuck to it.
Mm-hmm.
They like integrate some CG elements that would be hard to animate, just you have to sometimes.
Yeah.
But I enjoy how creative they are with these different art styles, different mediums. I know Mob Psycho got a lot of respect because, especially in their ending, they use this like ink and charcoal on glass art style type of thing.
It's beautiful.
Ending. Yeah, it looks incredible. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff I love to see. But I'm not mad at Trigun for existing in this category. Mm-hmm. Did not win. Demon Slayer, Ufotable Award won. But let's acknowledge it was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give it a little something. Mm-hmm.
What other ones did you want to mention?
I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't even see this. Chainsaw Man was nominated for Best Animation. I'm sorry. I never look at a doorknob the same way again. You ain't see that zoom when they zoomed on the doorknob?
I know. Chainsaw Man had some very good moments.
Yeah. Man has some great animation moments.
But did anyone go to jail, though?
No.
Okay. There you go.
You're right. I am a little surprised that Demon Slayer beat Chainsaw Man. Entertainment District beat Chainsaw Man, but I don't know if Swordsmith Village, which is what this was, beat Chainsaw Man.
My question is very simple. Did anyone go to jail, though?
No. Wait. People went to jail for the district. Nobody went to jail for the swordsmith shit because everything was settled. That time, everything was settled because I knew it was settled. We didn't hear nothing about them after that.
Mm.
So when we went to the swordsmith, it was safe. Even though it was a mellow type arc, they were safe because no one reported that they fucked up on their taxes this year, did they? No.
As far as I know, no.
No. All right then. So nobody went to jail for this.
Okay.
They went to jail for the last arc. Okay. Because if I don't give a fuck, this is gonna come out with a person and putting my foot in this. I'm not seeing my wife for a couple of months. The kids will have to do without a father for this time. That arc was amazing. So yes, but Swordsmith, I wasn't paying attention because you said Euphorbable. So I was like, all right, cool. When I think of Euphorbable, I think about the Red Light District shit.
Yep.
I'm not thinking about the Swordsmith. Appreciate the swords, but still. Red Light District, you put some hoes and some demons together. I'm sorry, that's a mixture for disaster. It's fire.
The dilemma is the Red Light District. I don't know that they can top
it. That's why I say Red Light District easily beats Chainsaw Man, but I don't know if Swordsmith Village beats
Chainsaw Man.
I think they might have skated off of the reputation from Red Light District to pull them ahead in this one. If Red Light District didn't exist, I think Chainsaw Man would have taken that. So while people were voting, while people were casting their ballots,
you're saying they're riding yesterday's coattails. Okay.
I think they were thinking in their head, yo, I remember watching Demon Slayer, the art looks amazing, let me click this.
It did.
I don't think the Swordsman Village fell off hard enough.
No, it was like, still exquisite.
No, but that's what I don't think it wasn't like One Punch Man season one to season two.
Stop doing that. I hate when you do that. You can't compare the two. We talked about this already. The reason there's a difference
But I'm saying, it's not that drastic. I'm not saying it's the exact same situation. I'm saying it's just a great comparison.
Because they tried, Derm. They tried.
I know
they
tried.
They did a good job. Okay. It's great. You look and say, damn, that looks great. But Entertainment District was in
other level.
It's just another
jaw drop.
That whole fight, everybody.
Like that.
The whole backstory of those two siblings, fake siblings, demons.
Yeah.
When he was on that roof fighting, his sister came into full focus. Bring!
You need air.
And this is why people voted for Demon Slayer.
I can't deny that.
They went to jail for that. It was so powerful.
It's all carried over into this awards season.
But I think it's all carried over, but it's also that this new season was good enough to not ruin that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It was safe.
When I compared
it to was safe.
One Punch Man situation, is like it went from, oh my God, this is like a 12 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
This is an 8 out of 10. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. But it ain't 12.
Yeah,
this but it's enough.
This went from 13
to get
like
a season
9.
3.
When you think about physics, let's get mathematical in here. Okay. It takes more energy to get something moving than it takes to keep it moving. Red Light District, punch it, made it go 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Swordsmith Village just had to keep the speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't need to launch it, they just needed to maintain.
Gotcha.
And they did that.
Gotcha.
And they won.
And it carried over.
It did.
That's all.
What about you? Any categories you
want to
mention?
Hold on. We got to go. We did best animation. Best character design, because I did mention how I thought Trigun should have had best character design. And it didn't. So, yeah, I'm a little confused.
Maybe because it was a reboot? Because with a reboot, it didn't really need to design the characters the same way.
They gave us a new modern version of his jacket, his boots, his haircut. Even his haircut was, and his haircut caused a lot of controversy. A lot of people was like, hold on, I don't like this. Who's this barber? he skipped on going to his old barber. It was just very, I just thought everything was fresh. Everything came. So, I don't know.
No, to clarify, Jujutsu Kaisen did win this one.
Yeah, they did.
Which is interesting.
I mean,
Hell's Paradise was really creative in their character design and power designs.
They were, but you know, when I think of Hell's Paradise, all I think is the big baby. You remember that big guy who was like a baby? He had a child mentality and they had a hard time fucking him up. It took 2 episodes for them to kill that motherfucker. Yeah. That's all I think about when it comes to character design. Like, I don't really see, because it was nothing but baby.
But the monsters, I can't remember what they're called. The flower people.
Oh, yeah, they were beautiful.
And the flower monster designs.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were kind of
when you actually died and you had the plants growing out
your shit. Oh, my God, never mind. We're talking about this.
They were nice. They were nice.
You were able to watch The Last of Us. It's basically the same.
I closed my eyes for half of The Last of Us.
You did.
No, but Oshinoko.
Nah, I think it's
the outfits that they had to wear on stage. No,
I feel like I enjoyed Oshinoko so much. Yeah, for real, realistic series.
Okay.
Anything that could fall into slice of life just can't win that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. It's just you drew characters, they're standard.
I don't know. When I think of character design, I think of everything. I think of wardrobe. I think of hairstyle. I think of
And I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ones that are going to go a little bit more out there are going to be a bit more impressive to me as like, oh, this is a brand new design. Like, this is something like, yo, you just created like dragons, you know?
Mm.
Like, not actually dragons, that's just an example, but imagine the first person who was like, yo, what if I draw this? Oh, what a monster. The greatest thing you've ever designed.
Mm.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Like, right now, you drew a great outfit. And you drew the stars in the eyes. Those are cool, and those are great plot moments. But what? That's my stance.
Yeah, you cool that, but...
Yeah, but it's not new.
There it is. I just wanted to finish. I need a line up right there. All right, so...
But what?
Best art direction. Are we going to go through this, or are we going to skip that one?
I think this is a kind of interesting one to have. Because now, these are some of the categories that make you appreciate anime, like, as an art form, as a storytelling medium. It's not just who's your favorite
waifu. But you need to put Farron in here.
It's not there yet. It's not just a matter.
It don't matter.
Who's your favorite waifu.
It don't matter.
Here are the artistic components of it.
Patty, you gotta stop.
By the way, best art direction was Demon Slayer. Which... And
I'm
surprised it beat out.
They're carrying. Yo, we just went over this. They carried.
Yeah.
That is another carry.
Yeah, they did.
Red Light District was that good.
Yeah, it
is that good.
It is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I was watching it for the second time. We were watching it together. And then we looked up. It was done. That's it. That's all 11 episodes.
We're done here. I argued with Mike. And Mike was like, yo, this is fine. This is heat. I was like, oh, that's all right. He plays an episode. And I think that's the episode where Tanjiro's sister, what's her name again?
Nezuko.
Nezuko fully goes last final form shit. You know, busting out the titties, legs, everything. She start going ham, fire, ham, lose a leg. I don't give a fuck. Ham, bop, 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 bop. And then I'm just like, and then my husband... I'm not looking at him. I'm just watching. And then finally, when it cuts to a scene where Nezuko, like, it's a scene that is slowed down for me to pause a little bit. I look over. My husband's like this. Looking at me like, and?
Yeah.
And?
Well, say that again?
You arrest my case. Was a face. That was it. Because the way he just looked at me like he won, like, drop mic.
Think about it. Like, yo, for like a good few years, you were shitting on Demon Slayer.
I really was. Yeah,
say something now.
No, you're right. I really was. But this is where, like, you really have to give Ufotable credit for what they done. Because when you read it, for them to bring it out the way that they did... and make it look so fucking magical. I'm not taking that away from them. I'm really not. I may shit on them tomorrow, but I know for a fact that Red Light Titty District arc is amazing.
It is. What Audible did is they took a B+ manga.
Yes.
Like solid good B+, A-, and they turned it S tier.
Yeah, they did.
That's what they did.
When you make your mangaka cry and tweet, talk about episode 19. Change the whole trajectory of this manga.
And again, I feel bad for anyone whose first anime was Demon Slayer, because it's like...
Who's going to top that?
Exactly.
Who's going to top that?
Who, good luck, I guess.
Good luck.
I better start watching One Piece. That's all you got.
That's it. That's it. If there's anything that's going to top that... Fuck, no. Like, what can you recommend for somebody that tops that? Like, I don't know.
Vivi has some moments.
Maybe, but that's a 12 episode. You need something that also stretches as long, at least 3 or 4 seasons long.
Ah! Bars.
All right, we're going to move that on the other side.
No, stop.
All right, next shot. Give me a shot.
Oh, my God. No. Stop. I hate y'all. All right, next category. You guys said we was going to leave Best Romance alone, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because there weren't that many great romances.
Not that I can think of. No.
Now, the 2025 award season is going to be impeccable.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
gorgeous.
Will you know?
He's the only exist, and that's
yeah, but I feel like he's the only candidate.
Got Apothecary Diaries.
That's
all might buy that.
Wait. Apothecary Diaries, if nobody, did somebody confess in the last episode?
We got a year.
Right.
We got like
nobody.
We got a whole year for somebody.
Okay, we got a whole year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my arbitrary rule. Technically,
no, that's our rule, because I totally agree. Yeah. If nobody says
Cherry
anything,
Magic exist,
if Cherry Magic is not nominated next year, it seems like this anime is going to be going through the full series at this point. If it's not nominated,
it is. Okay.
It's not one of their own shows.
If it's not nominated, this award season is homophobic. I don't know what that means, but there is no explanation for this not to be nominated in the romance category when it is a romance. They have gotten together. They have fully, I'm not going to get into spoilers, but this is a full romance. It's not ambiguous. It's not maybe. It's not a hand brush. Right. These are grown adults who start dating in an office workplace romance. If that doesn't count, then what do we want in a romance category? There is no explanation for Cherry Magic to not be included in the 2025 award season.
You good?
Yes.
You got it all? Yeah. All off your chest? Again, you have to move that.
I'm sorry. It was just perfect. She makes it perfect. All right. So, are we going to go into best comedy? We
the
already
one
know. You already know. Spy Family. Season 1, Core 2.
Okay.
Mm. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
There was some funny stuff. Personally, a Bullshit the Rock fan.
First of all, what's his name? The Great Master? What's his name? The student body? Ellie Gomes. That nigga funny by himself. You crazy? Thong. Chi-chi. I love Anya. Anya's amazing. She makes that show.
No, Spy Family is great.
It is great. She's amazing. I love it, too.
I'm still reading it. I'm still watching it.
Put the camera on me. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if we don't get the backstory of Lloyd in the next season, I am going to go insane. I will go on a big, big, big strike against Spy Family. I'm telling you right now, that arc itself, is it an arc or is it just a couple of chapters? Make it an arc. Make it an arc.
Don't
because
stretch
his back, stretch that shit out, pause. I just feel like that was so good. I dropped the manga. I picked it up again because Derby said, yo, did you read Lloyd's backstory? I was like, no. He said, read it. And that was it. Derby got to tell you something but one time about a story, about a manga, an anime, anything. Pick it up. That's it. Okay. That's it. So, yeah. I feel like if they need to do this, it's essential to the anime community. Please. Okay. So, what is the next category we have up for grabs? We have best comedy. What's the next one? Best action. Are we going to talk about best action?
JJK.
I mean, yeah.
You see how they try to be nice and slip Bleach underneath, like, oh, we're going to get Bleach.
Oh, shoot, yeah, Bleach is here.
Yeah. Nobody talking about Bleach, not to mention.
I remember there was a lot of hype when they were like, yo, Thousand Year Blood Art.
But we didn't know who got it, right? Yeah. And then when we found out who got it, it was like, oh, shit, okay, so it's going to die.
Yeah, it looked cool as where things go to die.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
I think so, yeah.
Bleach is going there. Undead Unluck, I don't think it's doing as well as it does.
No, it's not.
Summertime Rendering.
Yeah. Emily Delusion. Yeah. Summertime Rendering died, and it shouldn't have.
No, it
shouldn't. Emily Delusion, similar. Like, Ishira's probably not doing as well as it could.
No, that one's a little wild.
Yeah, but it does have some good episodes where it should do well. And nothing.
Dang. Well, best fantasy is Demon Slayer. Yeah. Best drama.
Whoa! You're not gonna go past that. Like, we ain't gonna say what the fuck they smoking on.
Because I'm sad because Jobless was there.
You know Jobless cannot win.
I know. But I can still talk about why I'm mad though. Just therapeutic. Just the reason why we sing.
Shout out to Crunchyroll for still nominating.
Wait, yeah. To your eternity. I guess you guys always claim that's not a fantasy.
No, it's a drama. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Well, it wasn't nominated in the drama either, was it?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't think so. Know it's nominated. No, drama. It's not. No, it is.
It is? Oh, yes, it is. It's a drama. Too. Okay.
Because guess what, Rick? It's a drama. Stop being difficult.
Okay, y'all say so. They seem to agree fine. But Attack on Titan took the drama. And I think that that's like, yes. Yeah. I can't say it doesn't deserve it.
And next year, it might take it again.
Yeah, it will. They know what they was doing. They know what they was doing.
Or part? Was it just part two?
Yeah, this is special one. Next year will be special two.
There you go.
They did that for a reason. I get it.
Right. Yeah, because they're all sweeping the awards. I mean, you can't say they don't deserve it, but it's just there are others I would like to see acknowledged during their turn. I would love to see Cheer Eternity more acknowledged. But Attack on Titan is here.
Yeah, we might not.
It's not a matter of doing better. It's great.
Yes.
But Attack on Titan has that chokehold.
I mean, Attack on Titan is also great, and that's the dilemma. It's just overwhelming.
Dang, I think you need to be great for 5 seasons. If you're only 2 seasons of great, you're going to get drowned out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. You have to out-survive the others lengthwise. Mm-hmm. You can't be a sprinter. You got to be a distance runner in order to get these nominations.
Next up.
Slice of life, meh.
Yeah, that's... Whoa. Bocchi the Rock is great. I've said it before. And I'll say it again.
And
I know. I'm very happy. It's the only thing I'm happy about. The rest are like, eh. Okay. Yeah. I think Oshinoko's opening also won, so I'm happy about that.
Idol.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. And then the rest of these are pretty much the ones that were relegated to the pre-show. Our best anime character, Monkey D. Luffy. Again, that is one that is pure reputation, because I don't think Luffy deserves to win best character, but in my heart, he is the best character. It's One Piece, praise Oda. Mm-hmm. Might not be fair. I'm sorry, but I'm a little happy.
Wait, hold on. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, when they do best opening, it's just for the song. When they do best opening sequence, it's the song visuals. With the visuals, with the whole intro and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out. But we're not going to get flagged because I'm not saying the words. I don't know the words. But yeah, but shout out for Jujutsu Kaisen. That's season 2. Opening number 1.
Yeah.
Right, first opening for season 2. So they won for best opening sequence. I think no, it's good. Oshinoko was great, but I feel like
for me it was Song of the Dead. That's what I kept voting for, and that.
That's opening sequence, you say?
For opening sequence, yeah.
I didn't like the song that much.
Yeah, but it's the sequence, and I enjoyed them playing around in the zombie apocalypse in the sequence, though.
That's fair.
Yeah, when he was running with his mouth open.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if we're talking about just the song, but the whole thing, yeah.
The sequence is vibe.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Oh, Queen Bee. I forgot Queen Bee was the best ending sequence.
Then we get into voice artists.
Beautiful. So, do we need to get to voice acting?
I don't think so, especially because we're starting to get long, and there is something we did want to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
We haven't gotten to Megan yet.
All right, so before we get into Megan, we do have to talk about Anime of the Year.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
So.
I don't think I care about this category much.
No, fuck the category.
It feels too easy.
I want to talk about what Megan had on. Hold on.
Please, so we're just jumping past it?
We'll jump past it.
Okay, so JJK won.
But who presented it?
Okay, so we had our queen, Megan Thee Stallion, present the anime of the fucking year. A black, beautiful, curvaceous, blessed, highly favored anime connoisseur. I love her. Super talented. And she came out in a couture dress from, I'm tongue-tied because I'm just visualing how glossy her titties was in the dress.
Yo, they were popping out.
They were nice.
She was incredible.
I don't understand the issue.
So,
no, this was a good thing.
It was a great thing. It was
we're
great.
All on the same page.
Okay.
I'm just saying flashbacks to get me tongue-tied.
Okay. Okay.
This is how we all
so I was a little concerned.
Yeah.
A little concerned. I'm happy we're all on the same page.
No, we're on the same page.
John dropped haircut into Bob. Yes.
From,
Test with the lace from JoJo.
Now, she wasn't that JoJo. She was a... Every time I close my eyes,
I wake up feeling so horny.
She was Jodeci JoJo. She was that nasty JoJo.
My boy Bruno from Golden Wind with the white dress with the little...
Yes.
That outfit has always been one of the cleanest outfit designs in any JoJo. And she turned it into the most... gorgeous mm-hmm. dress that yeah. fit her like a glove. She had her hair bobbed with the little clips in.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
It looked like a top high quality, high end couture dress. Yeah.
Slash quality. This yes, is what it means to be a damn rich anime mm-hmm. fan. This is what an anime fan looks like when they have the money to look at a character and say, yeah,
I want that dress. Not only that, if you was a real anime fan, you could see her stand come right out while she was presenting anime. It comes out when she goes, you can see it.
Stallion
stand, yes. <Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- I looked at it as a win for all of us, especially for Black young girls, young boys, just Black people in general in the community. We actually saw a proper representation. And right. Not only that, she was posted in the highest presentation of Anime of the Year. And she got to come out and say, yo, it was a win. I didn't care who won at this time because Farron wasn't nominated. Still, I did not care who won just for the simple fact she presented. I forgot all about the nominees.
Right. Who won Anime of the Year? We did.
That's yeah. it. Yeah. We did. Ooh. Mars. No, can I press that? That was all right. That was good. Okay, that was fair.
That was a good time to press
it. It was, wasn't it?
You earned your privileges of leaving it in.
Thank you.
But yeah.
I don't want to move it.
But here's the problem, right? I thought this would take us so far in feeling comfortable in a community and actually claiming a spot where we can actually fan out. Why? Because we can, because Megan does it, right? Makes it cool again. But now we're back into this discussion of should she have presented because she's not really into anime like that. She's just doing it for viewers. She's doing it for the likes. She's doing it for Instagram. She's doing it for her album sales and all that. Now, I know, I see you, but before I let the mic just go, before we do hot potato, hold on. This is what I'm so upset about, right? Regardless of her being like one of those top tier, like elitists into anime, why does that even have to fucking matter at this point? A win is a win. A win is a win. And I feel like you should be validated just for liking it. You don't have to sit there and be on point with One Piece, but if she is, God bless you, woman. But you don't have to be at least 1,000 chapters in or 1,000 episodes in to be an elite person. You don't have to sit here and say, yeah, I watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and the one before that. Like, you don't have to do that. As long as she's aware of how cool anime is and putting it out in the forefront so it could be more modern and more accepted for us to just like this shit and just exist. I feel like motherfuckers are just, this is my thing. I feel like y'all greasy chap lip motherfuckers are really going in on her just because you know Megan is bad. You know she was the girl that was in high school that you could never get because of the fact that she was ashy, lame, and didn't use deodorant, and because she would never look your way. I feel like y'all attacking her because y'all hold some type of grudge over the fact that Black women who love anime, who's been here for decades, years, all that shit, we are existing, and you don't like that we're existing in our fandom. You don't like the fact that we're existing and we unapologetically Black existing on top of that. She took a fucking cosplay and turned it into a fucking ball gown, and y'all sitting here worried about should she be worthy enough to present this award because she just started watching anime last week. Bitch, she could have watched anime on a plane to fucking Japan. I don't give a fuck. Look what the fuck she had on. Look at the representation that we all been fucking crying, wanting to see. And we finally get to see it. And yet, what we do, we tear this down.
Can you hit the applause button?
Oh, you know where it was? Okay.
Because that needed it. You can go ahead and stop it. It goes for a while.
All right. Yeah, I know my stance.
Jerry's like, I like to repeat myself.
Why the fuck are we feeding these trolls? I saw somebody like post like one of their TikTok, one of their tweets on TikTok, and I was like, who is this man? Why is he on my page at all? I don't care. I don't know him. He wasn't presenting at the award show. If it was somebody there saying, yo, I don't know if Meg should have been up there, maybe it's newsworthy. But some dude at his house tweeting on his Twitter, it's not important.
It's not.
You don't even know his real name. No. He ain't put his face on it. Mm-mm. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. Hey, like, what are we doing? That's all I have. Is I to this day, like since AOL chat room days, I've said this before. There is no need to feed them. Block buttons are there now. Yeah, I see. Yo, even now, I'm going through people's comments, and I see something, I go, oh, I never want to see this person again. I go into that comment to go to that profile, and I block that profile. And you know what TikTok does? It cleans up the comments of all of their bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, I can now continue to enjoy the comments. I don't need to deal with you.
I'm not going to hold you. I love the comment section, because I look when this video is crazy. And somebody posts the way I ran to this conversation. I love it. But I understand what you're saying, Derbs. It's
not an important person.
It really isn't. But when it comes in like a swarm of bees and it's more than one, right? Yes. I feel like it's doing more harmful than good at this point. Because if it's more than, if we're getting more of that, that's a problem.
But you're not getting more. Because, yo, his thing, if they were putting their face on it and, like, really standing 10 toes down, I'd be like, yo, you're getting more. Like, yo, what we're seeing, for example, I'm going to get a little political, what we're seeing with, like, white supremacy, with, like, people going, like, yo, I'm going to go outside and talk about how much I don't like black people. That's more.
Yeah.
You sitting at home tweeting, you know you unpopular. You know you cannot come out and say that shit to anyone in face-to-face. You know you can't go up to Meg Thee Stallion. You're never going to get anywhere close.
But
you can tweet.
Yeah.
And I can block you and never have to hear from you again.
I understand, but it's harmful. I'm going to tell you why it's harmful, even though they don't show face. Megan Thee Stallion has sat there and told us what happened to her with Tory Lanez. And there was an excessive amount of bashing with no face to it. She had more harm than good. She never got the support that she needed from her own people because of the fact that it was Tory Lanez and because she's Megan Thee Stallion. So that's why I'm a little worried, because we're starting this wave all over again where a black woman is just existing and people are critiquing and saying negative shit when she's just fucking existing. When this woman who got hurt at this point by another person, if we don't come to her defense, we don't say none of that shit, she didn't even press no fucking charges.
I know for a fact, I am on record saying, you already have the stitches, you can now snitch.
No, you are absolutely right.
Fact,
you
are absolutely right. I am on record saying that.
No, you are right. You are right, but she choose not to. Still, dumb her.
Hey,
dumb her.
No, hold on. I'm not going to say dumb her, because I don't know what her lawyers told her.
No,
I don't know
she
what did.
She based it. She had a live, and she said the reason she did not press charges at the time is because when the cops came, she did not feel safe because they interrogated her instead of coming to her defense while she was leaking on the fucking sidewalk. Yeah. Right? I don't know what you're right. I don't know what her lawyer told her after the fact, but she took it upon herself to not press any charges and left it at that.
Yeah.
Right?
The point is, she has enough money to have lawyers who can tell her exactly what to do in this situation.
Right.
I can't speak on whether or not she listened to her lawyers and made a decision.
We don't
or
know.
She just went, hey, you know, I really don't want to deal with this. I'm going to let it slide and move on with my life.
Right.
I can't speak on that. But I know that I have always said, if you have been harmed,
you snitch.
Snitch.
Yeah, you snitch.
It's already happened. You they snitch. Already showed they're willing to hurt you.
Now there is no
safety. Yeah, there's no safety in shutting your mouth.
But you understand where I'm coming from when I bring up the Tory Lanez situation.
I do.
Because she got so much backlash.
I remember the backlash.
And then,
but I also remember some support. I don't know how much
No. She did get some support. She did. But I feel like the backlash overshadowed the support. Because she went and she had to do a mental health check. She stopped for a minute, you know, because when she was posting, she was still getting negative comments.
Yeah.
So she was, and they were still, you could go on her post from back then, and there's people arguing whether she was telling the truth or not. She did not get the support that she needed, right?
No,
and then, go ahead.
That's something just with the toxicity of the internet. No one who's supporting you is going out of their way to tweet or tag anything. It's like, that's not what they're doing. They'll say it once or twice,
but, and they leave. That's
and
it.
And they move on.
Yeah, they leave.
Why am I fighting this troll online? It's a troll online.
But
turn it off, please.
True. But this is the problem. The reason I bring up that is because that did so much harm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to do harm for when, not to say it's not as important as her getting shot with all the negative backlash. What I don't want it to show is that here we are breaking this woman down again when she's doing so much representation that we all love. That we all want to see. I want her to get picked up and start doing some voice acting for anime.
Oh, yeah.
I want her to get picked up because maybe she could start her own cosplay line. It would be beautiful.
Yes.
And then I want her to actually be like, hey, you know what? If you want more black people to watch anime, hey, why don't you not draw their lips like that? I know she will be a great advocate because she's so, you know, into the culture so much, and she wanted to see us win, even though we haven't been friendly to her from the past. And I'm not saying we, as you know, she hasn't gotten a lot of support since that whole Tory Lanez situation. And I feel like when we sit here, not we, but when those negative comments come through, it's like I don't want her to be in a bad place again. So when they do come out and ask her, hey, do you want to come and present again? Because that was a big move for black people. She presented the main fucking award.
Yeah.
You know, and that looks so fucking dope.
And it's from Japan. Like,
right.
In Japan.
Right.
Like,
I was screaming on the train when I was watching it, and I heard like the crowd was at. They didn't scream and shout like she was in New York, because you know Japan has a more like modest type shit. But you could tell just her presence alone. They were like, "Oh, JoJo!" Like they looked, and she. They were like, "No, she's a fan. She's a fan. Who is this?" I guarantee you, everybody who came there was like, "Who is this woman?" If they didn't know her already, and they were like, "No. This will be a perfect anime. Let's create an anime of a black girl who wants a cosplay, but she turns it into Ellie Gomes." You know what I mean? Like the representation is so well needed, but yet it's getting torn down. And I'm so sorry, B. Please tell me something. I'm sorry. I took over the whole shit is because, you know. Go ahead.
I could not have said it better myself. You gave voice to everything. Because this was such a wonderful moment. I'm absolutely thrilled, and can we just take a moment to appreciate all the cosplay of Megan Thee Stallion? I want a photo album. I'm not really like into cosplay, and I don't know any, but I would buy this photo album.
Oh, yeah.
So we have started off. It all started off with Todoroki. It all started off with Todoroki.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came busting out with some Death the Kid.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think did she do Gojo?
Yes.
She came out with Gojo. She came out. There's a book. She came out with Bruno, some JoJo. She just did Jolene and posted it. I don't know if this is 100% confirmed by the creator, but was Miruko from My Hero Academy based off of Megan?
I'm not sure.
It is there,
I
don't know.
You say it does because it fits perfect.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Right.
It feels
right.
I want to see the cosplay of that.
When
I would buy that photo album.
I would definitely buy it. All 12? Calendar?
Right. Or some fan artists. If some fan
artists. So she needs to do six more.
Megan Thee Stallion's cosplays?
Yes.
gorgeous. Nice. Pin set, I'd buy them all.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I already have a pin with like Yuji from JJK with Meg Thee Stallion on his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Tall boys, big butts.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Paul Thee Stallion. Yeah, I mean, man, when she first started cosplaying, I was like, is this an accident? You don't want to see people cosplay.
You know what she did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember when Steve Harvey wore all denim? And we thought that he, and then everybody was like, nah, that nigga cosplaying. He cosplaying that dude from My Hero Academia. Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, people, as some stars accidentally wear something and we're like, oh, this looks like such and such. No, this bitch did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. That's how I was like, I know she's a fan.
Stars fully cosplay. We've seen them with like a Naruto hoodie. Did,
but that was after Meg, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, not the full body.
No. We just somehow will take and be like, because we take in crumbs. So we're like, oh.
Yeah, they mention it in the song. We're like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Akatsuki Jordans, okay. Yes. I see a little bit.
There it is, you know?
But full head to toe, wig on, outfit made.
And she in Japan with my favorite group too. Nothing good.
Big goal for Tokyo Calling.
I think you know Tokyo. Listen, she went to Japan and had the time of her life. I know she did.
Yes.
Because when she gave us a video of everything she ate at a restaurant,
well, she risked it all for someone else.
Oh yeah. And she's like, I was like, you I'm sure like, you want to spit it out? You sure?
I'm like, hey.
You can turn off the camera.
Yeah, I ain't that respectful. I'll tell you right now.
Nah, you bugging. But she did a lot. She was just in the streets, existing, just showing off.
She was out there fixing black representation in Japan. Yes, that's what I felt.
Yes.
He's out. We might get some better made anime characters.
I feel like Bruno Mars did it like 2 months ago, and she went and she was like, "Let me show you how it's fully done."
Yes. Hold on. Put the camera on me.
It's on you,
Megan.
Never left.
That's all I have to say. So yeah, I just hope that all this negativity does not deter her from actually doing what she's doing for the community, because I love to see it. I'll never get tired of seeing it, regardless if she's a hardcore anime fan or not. I feel like that's stupid to judge if a person knows enough anime to actually cosplay a character. I feel like that's dumb. I just want y'all to watch whatever show, even if it's one episode, because that means I get more shit. I really don't care. You could watch one series. That's fine with me. As long as you make sure you write a comment and you get a Crunchyroll subscription and they see what you're watching. So Crunchyroll is like, huh, okay. That's 7,876 people watching this show. Maybe we should push for a season 2. You know what I'm saying? Like all those numbers, they count. All those numbers,
every
they count.
One.
So I want y'all to love it. I want y'all to appreciate it. You don't gotta be a diehard fan like us, because we lose sleep. Not everybody built for this shit. But as you can tell, I am. No, I'm just saying. Not everybody's. Anime is something to be enjoyed and to be consumed. You consume it the way you want to.
That's right.
Nobody cares how much you watch. Nobody cares if you know X, Y, and Z about a character. But if you do care, don't forget to buy a Black Ramen trivia book. It will definitely help you to be an expert if you do want to be an expert in this game.
Oh yeah, if you know all of those answers, you're an expert.
Oh yeah, if you know all those answers, you need to be on this show. This is your show. We'll give you all this. This is your show.
I don't know how all this, but we'll get you a seat.
We'll get you a seat. We got a seat right there. We'll spill that up right. But yeah, yeah, any final words? I think we...
Not at all. That ends the award season for this year, and we'll start eventually keeping an eye on next year. If Cherry Magic's not there, I'll be mad. Just the best romance category, but other than that, thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Megan Thee Stallion. Absolutely wonderfully done.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, give us some grace.
Give us a little grace. We're trying our best.
Cool. With that, we're out of here.
Peace.